Thank you once again, Mike and Kim Burge, along with you for the Good Stuff program. Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Kim, what do you have today?
I have got a piece called The Bell of the Cowboys Ball.
Well, I'm just going to share a top 10 list. 10 guidelines for life.
Well, that sounds good. Yep. In the meantime, though, let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, they're a reliable source for all things agriculture. Let's talk grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. It's all part of the weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. You know, it's what ranchers read.
It sure is. Okay.
That's right.
You go first.
Okay, here we go. This is called The Bell of the Cowboys Ball, and it's by Les Buffum. Well, it was the Cowboys Ball, the biggest, grandest one they'd had. Looked forward to by each and all, especially the young, both lass and lad. The band was hot, though the night was not. Through the snow the folks had drove, and many'd spend the night around that old pot-bellied stove. The hardwood floor was waxed and slicked to the benches along the wall, and laughter filled the rafters of that country dancing hall. There were punchers there and ladies fair from every ranch around. They'd come to dance and visit friends. Some even came from town. The lads were in their wildest rags, and the ladies wore their best. The talk would be for days of how each and all were dressed. The fiddles sang and the guitars rang to the square dance caller's cry, and throughout it all, at the Cowboys Ball, one young girl had my eye. She was such a thing of beauty, possessed with style and grace, as she whirled across the floor, a big smile there on her face. She laughed and clapped and gave a bow at the end of every song, and when they played all the old favorites, then she would sing along. With a smile wide as a river, she danced with every hand that came for miles around across the snowbound land. When the ball was finally over and they called out the last dance, I'd not had my turn with her and feared I'd lost my chance. When she floated then into my arms, eyes a-shining like the morning dew, and whispered then into my ear, I'll dance this one with you. She looked across her shoulder then at those faces long and sad and said, I'm sorry, guys, but I saved this one for Dad.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Les Buffum.
Okay. 10 guidelines for life. So you might want to grab your pen and paper and get ready to write these down. Number one, take into account that great love and great achievements involve risk. Number two, when you lose, don't lose the lesson.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Follow the three R's, respect for self, respect for others, and responsibility for all of your actions. Good one to follow. Number four, remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck.
Hard to see it at the time, but how many times does it prove
it
true?
It does. Number five, remember that silence is sometimes the best answer. Also, don't let a little dispute injure a great friendship. Number seven, when you realize that you've made a mistake, take immediate steps to correct it.
I like that. I believe in that.
And number eight, spend some time alone every day. Okay? Give it a little thought.
There you go.
Number nine, open your arms to change, but don't let go of your values. And this one I like a lot. Number 10, learn the rules so you know how to break them properly.
Indeed. That's very good.
I don't know where that came from or who had written that, but it was submitted to us here on The Good Stuff, and it's called 10 Guidelines for Life.
That's good. Hey, I've still got a few of those church bulletins or announcements made at church services. I got a few of those left. Let's go over those today.
Okay.
Next Thursday, there will be tryouts for the choir. They need all the help they can get.
I'm not sure where that was meant to go, but...
Oh, well, they just needed lots of volunteers to come try out.
The more the merrier.
That's right. Irving Benson and Jesse Carter were married October 24 in the church. So ends a friendship that began in their school days.
That's not what they meant.
I don't think so. At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, What is Hell? Come early and listen to our choir practice.
We're back to the choir again.
Yeah. Eight new choir robes are currently needed due to the addition of several new members and to the deterioration of some older ones.
Uh-oh. Going downhill in a hurry.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for those, Kim. And if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And you might hear it one day right here on The Good Stuff.